It's weird in the world of smartphones that we're still butt dialing, because it's like a lot harder to do. You have to like use your fingers to activate the screen.
And this is a maybe revealing about my girlfriend. She does not have a smartphone. She's still holding out.
Oh man, there's so few people. Back time.
Yeah,
it's such an anomaly now when you see it. It's like, whoa.
Somehow all the people I work with though,
nice.
Really,
I have smartphones.
I don't think I could do that.
I would love to go back. I held out for a long time.
I can't.
No. Yeah, it's too much of a crutch for me.
Sadly, all of the reading that I do is like either on my smartphone or tablet. So.
Oh gosh. If I don't have a book, we should be I am recording this, but this should be on the podcast.
Let's just get the other stuff out of the way.
If I don't have a book in my bathroom, I won't read a book.
Right.
This is the sad admission. Because I never actually like read anything outside of the electronic medium.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How do you feel about bathroom specific books? Like
there, the book is only for the bathroom?
Well, like there are a bunch of publishers that have books marketed specifically as bathroom books.
That's weird.
Nah.
My parents are like lovers of them.
Really?
Oh man, they have like full collections.
I'll read one if it's there.
I always thought that was what Reader's Digest was for.
I think that's sort of they were the first of the bathroom books.
There was one
that's certainly like every third bathroom in Blissfield, Michigan has a Reader's Digest or a guidepost.
If you were to invest in a bathroom book though, might I recommend The Great American Bathroom Book?
Oh yeah?
Okay, it's so good.
This
is
different from
Uncle
John's.
Is this an endorsement?
Mm-hmm. This is a total endorsement. I don't even know if they still make it, but it's the best. It originally was put out and published under the title of Compact Classics, and it's basically cliff notes for every great book that's ever been written, including like poems, like amazing poems through the ages that are all categorized by when they were written and what type of, you know, genre they're in. And they realized that they were making no money by marketing it as Compact Classics, and then just changed the title and nothing else to The Great American Bathroom Book. And it just was a bestseller.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Well, and that's a testament to marketing, really.
Right.
More than anything else.
Well, and also people's love of reading while shitting.
There you go. I kind of stole this from an episode of Rick and Morty, but I need to get the research for this. I'm going to write a grant. I want to know if there's been a rise in smartphone-related pink eye cases for people who have taken their smartphone into the bathroom.
Oh.
Come on, man.
It's a reasonable question.
I'm just saying, you wash your hands, but you don't wash your phone, mm-hmm. and you're holding your phone while you're using the
facility. I put my phone down first, and then I wash my hands. Like,
the thing I'm always curious about is, though, like, the hand washing in one's home versus...
Whoa. Is it going to do that every time? That stinks. I'm just going to...
Right when we were getting deep.
Yeah, right.
Solving the world's problems.
Yeah, that was your phone telling us it's time to get
you need
serious,
to, yeah,
guys.
You need to start your show, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron,
is it okay if I take a picture of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't do my hair today, but...
You look beautiful.
Oh, don't. I look awful. You got me voguing.
Oh, I wish I had like made a GIF. Let's do that again.
No. You cannot bottle lightning. Let's start the show.